Continue to preach the book of Romans.
我们大家打开罗马书第九章。
Shall we all turn to the book of Romans chapter 9?
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
我们曾经念到第五节。
We have already read verse 5.
现在我们一同来读从第六节读到第十三节。
Now we want to read from verse 6 to 13.
罗马书第九章第六节到第十三节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 6 to 13.
换到了我们轮流来读。
We'll read it in turn.
我第六你们第七，我第八你们第九。
Reverend Tong will read 6 and then we'll follow.
这不是说上帝的话落了空，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人，
也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就多做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才称为你的后裔。
这就是说肉身所生的儿女不都是上帝的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
因为所应许的话是这样说，到明年这时候
我要来
撒拉必生一个儿子。
不但如此，还有利伯家既是从一个人，就是从我们祖宗以撒怀了孕，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明上帝
拣选
人的旨意，
不在乎人的行为，
乃
在
乎
招
人的主。上帝就对利伯家说，将来大的要服侍小的。第十三节一同来读，
正如经上所记，
雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶 的。我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
请李博士带领我们祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢你带领我们来到你面前来思想主的话语。我们既然把你这圣经打开，我们求圣灵打开我们的心，使我们今天晚上能够听受神的话语，并且这样的话语能够成为我们生命的帮助。这样祷告奉我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
我们在第九章第一到第五节那个讲论里面，
In the session we talk about chapter 9 verses 1 to 5，
我们提到保罗内心一个说不出来的痛苦。
We mentioned about Paul there is a deep suffering in his heart.
他自己很诚实地说
that very truly he said,
他的常常忧伤
that I feel sorrowful,
他常常痛苦
that I feel sad.
不但他是忧伤，而且他这个忧伤的心有良心被圣灵感动来做见证。
Not only that he feels sad and sorrowful, also this is being testified from the conscience by the Holy Spirit.
这样这个忧伤一定是很圣洁的忧伤。
So then this must be a very holy suffer.
不是那些没有意思的在罪恶中间受苦的忧伤。
Not something which is meaningless in sin.
乃是在神的旨意中间按照神的本性同神所喜悦的去忧伤。
But then in the will of God, according to his plan, according to his wishes, that he feels sorrowful.
这是一个圣徒圣化感情的一部分。
This is a sin after he was sanctified in his emotion.
那保罗忧伤什么事呢？
What is the thing that Paul feels sorrowful?
他忧伤他自己的兄弟，他自己的骨肉之亲，他自己的同胞没有得救的事情。
That his own kinsmen, his own brother, they do not receive the salvation.
也就是有关于以色列人是不是有归主或者灭亡的事情。
That the Israelites, would they perish or return to God?
以色列人中间有没有信主的人呢？
The Israelites, are there people who believe in God?
当然有。
Of course.
耶稣基督说拣选的门徒都是以色列人。
And those that the apostles, the disciples of Jesus Christ, are all the Jews.
那些因耶稣基督门徒做见证而领受主恩典的人都是以色列人。
And those who receive the grace through the testimony of the disciples also are Jews.
所以当然以色列人中间有很多人是得救的人。
Of course, among the Jews, there are many people who are saved.
但是是不是所有的以色列人都得救呢？
But is it that all the Israelites will be saved?
不是的。
No.
有许多的以色列人他们抗拒主的恩典。
Many of the Israelites, they resist the grace of God.
他们没有接受救赎的恩典。
They do not receive this grace of salvation.
所以他们就在救恩的外面。
And that's why they are outside the salvation.
这是保罗为他们痛苦的原因。
This is the reason why said Paul,feel sorry for them.
当保罗想起他们过去的情形，
When Paul recollect what happened to them in the past,
他们蒙神所拣选，
They have been elected by God.
他们领受神的约，
They receive the covenant of God.
领受神的应许，
And also the promise of God.
应当在神永远的旨意 在恩典里面是有份的人。
That in the eternal plan, also the grace of covenant of God, they must have a share.
神把律法赐给他们。
That God has given them laws.
神又差遣先知到他们中间去。
And send among them the prophets.
不但如此，连耶稣基督也是透过以色列民族诞生在世界上。
Not only so, even Christ Jesus the Lord also through the Jews they came into the world.
如果这样的话，以色列民族自己没有得救，不是很可惜的事。
If that is so, the Israelites are not saved, isn't it very pitiful?
所以每次他想起他自己的同胞。
So every time when he talk about his own kinsmen,
想起他自己的骨肉之亲。
That is his own brothers.
他心如刀割。非常的痛苦
as his heart being pierced by knives
这一种的心智就是教会能不停传福音的真正的原因
and this kind of mind is the true reason why is that the church can continue to preach the gospel
如果我们做一个基督徒
if we being a Christian
别人得救不得救我们不管
do not care whether people are safe or not
从来不认为是自己的责任
do not feel that this is our responsibility
从来我们心里没有任何的这个感受
in our heart there's no feeling at all
那我们的教会就永永远远不能进步
then our church forever will not progress
今天最可怕的不但是信徒没有这样的感情
today the most terrible Terrifying thing happened in the church that not only the Christians do not have feelings,
连传道人也有没有这样的感情。
But even the preacher do not have this kind of feelings.
当整个信耶稣的人都失去了这种为别人灵魂得救忧伤的感情的时候
，When all Christians do not have this kind of emotion to feel sorrowful when other souls are lost,
我们就从来没有主动的。积极的把福音传出去的可能。
Then forever we will not take this possibility of positively preaching the gospel.
如果我们传了没有人信
，If we were to preach and no one believe,
那是另外一件事情。
Then that's another matter.
但连自己要传的动力都没有的话
，But if we have that motivation even to preach,
那么基督教就没有前途了。
Then there's no future for Christianity.
那当保罗想起他自己的骨肉之亲的时候
，If Paul thought about his own kinsmen,
他心里就很痛苦。
He feels sorrowful.
这种忧伤伤的心情
，this kind of sorrowful emotion，
也就是历史历代真正被主感动传福音的人的心情。
It is only those who are revived by God that this kind of emotion。
耶稣基督说：“你们到以色列中去。
”Jesus said, "Go to among the Israelites."
你把福音传给他们
，preach them the gospel。
如果他们不接受你所传的福音
，if they reject what you preach，
你就可以夺去你脚上的泥土。
Then they can stand with the dust.
意思是什么呢
？What do you mean?
你可以就到外邦人中间去。
Then you can go among the Gentiles.
但当教会还没有向外邦人做见证以前
，But before the church testify to the Gentiles,
教会要对自己的人先做见证。
To their own people, they must bear testimony first.
这样福音还没有在以色列之外传开以前
，Just like the gospel before they are preached and being preached to the Gentiles,
福音一定要先在以色列家中间。给他们机会。
They must first give the opportunity to be preached among the Israelites.
上帝拣选保罗的时候
，God when He has chosen Paul,
给他一个很特殊的任务。
He has given him a very special responsibility.
我要差你到远方去。
I want to send you to afar,
使你做外邦人的光。
So you become the light of the Gentiles.
所以这样的保罗有一个很特殊的任务，他是外邦人。的使徒
So then Paul has a very special function. He is the apostle of the Gentiles.
当上帝的儿子在地上拣选十二门徒的时候
When the Son of God have chosen 12 disciples,
他们多数是被预备对以色列人做见证
They are being prepared to testify to the Jews.
而耶稣基督自己到世界上来的时候
When Jesus Christ incarnated to the world,
他现在以色列家中间寻找迷失的羊
He was finding the lost sheep among the Israelites.
当耶稣基督升天以前
Before he ascended,
他才把这个视野打开使门徒看见福音是普世性的是全球全世界人都需要的
Then he opened this sight of the horizon saying that the gospel belongs to the whole world
所以耶稣的这十二个门徒就从对以色列传福音转到对全世界传福音
So then the 12 disciples from preaching only among the Israelites they turned out to preach the whole world
但是保罗不是如此
But Paul is not so
保罗被拣选的那一天开始
And that very day when Paul was elected
耶稣就对他说我差遣你到远方去
Jesus said I send you to afar
我要使你成为外邦人的光
So they become the light of the Gentiles
所以保罗成为这个全世界性的普世宣教的第一个真正的先锋
Paul then become the pioneer of a true world mission
他是被差遣到外邦人中间去
Because he was sent to preach among the Gentiles
保罗虽然有这样一个特别的任务
Even though Paul had this special responsibility
但是他没有忘记他本族的人 他自己骨肉至亲还是需要耶稣基督。
He did not forget that his own countrymen still need the gospel.
所以当他看见外面许多的种族都接受主的时候
，So when he sees all the Gentiles have received Christ，
而自己的同胞却不接受主的时候
，But then his own countrymen rejected it。
他里面的哀叹要怎么样表达出来
？The kind of sorrow is how would he express？
这是不是表示上帝的应许？落空了。
That means that God's promise has now fallen into vanity.
上帝爱以色列。
That God loved Israel.
是因为神是爱，不是因为以色列可爱。
Because God is love, not because this Israel is lovable.
这是爱里面最伟大的。
That is the greatest love.
如果因为一个人可爱，我去爱他，是他本来应当得着那个爱，因为他本来可爱嘛。
It is because someone is lovable, and that's why we love them. This is not something great because he's lovable. That's why he need to be loved.
但上帝对以色列怎么讲呢
？But how did God tell the Israelites?
你们也是万族中间最小的。
Among all nations, you are the smallest.
我爱你们
，I love you.
不是因为你们有什么好处
，Not because there's good in you.
神爱以色列，因为神本身就是爱。
But God loved Israel because He Himself is love.
那么这样，神把他的爱赐下来的时候
，Then whenGod has given this love
是赐给不应当蒙爱的人
It's giving to those who do not deserve the love
神就把这个爱赐给以色列
But then God has given this love to the Israelites
上帝在古时对以色列说
In the ancient past he told the Israelites
我爱你
I love you
我用永远的爱
And love you with eternal love
上帝是绝对不背负自己的
Absolutely God not go against himself
上帝是凭着信实不变的本性向人应许
According to his faithfulness is immutability he promised to man
神的话是不可能落空的
So then his word will not fall into vanity
如果神的话是不可能落空的
If God's word cannot fall into vanity
为什么许多外邦人信主得救而以色列人不信主不得救
How then many of the Gentiles believe and the Israelites are rejected
所以这里这是第六节第一句话就这么讲的
And that's why in the chapter 9 verse 6
这是不是等于上帝的话落空了
Is it that God's promise has now fallen into vanity
是不是说上帝的应许落空的呢
That his promise now go to empty
保罗说不是的
Paul said no
为什么不是呢
Why not
原来呢在旧约里面我们看见也不是所有从亚伯拉罕生的都是从应许生的
Because in the Old Testament we see that not all those who are born to the family of Abraham born from the promise、
啊、这句话就一个突破了
Then there's the breakthrough
就是对旧约圣经的总原则的了解
So there is the principal understanding of the Old Testament
上帝呼召亚伯拉罕你出来
When God called Abraham Abraham you come out
那么亚伯拉罕跟随主亚伯拉罕所有的子孙都属于主吗
So Abraham followed God does it mean that all his descendants belong to God
不是
No
所以亚伯拉罕要等候
Abraham got to wait
等候神的时间
Waiting for God's time
等候神的旨意
Waiting for God's will
照着神的原则
So according to his principle 来
领受后代
He want to receive the descendants
你要注意啊
Pay attention
这样呢不是说因为我信主了自动全家都一定都信
Then it doesn't mean that when I believe in God all my descendants now become Christians
有许多的人用使徒行传第十六章三十一节来追讨上帝。
A lot of people use Acts chapter 16 verse number 31 to ask from God this.
你说呢？上帝啊，你当你说你当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
God, when you say that believe in God and thou and your family will be saved.
现在我信了耶稣，我为什么一家还没有信主呢
？So now I believe in you, why then my whole household is not Christian yet?
我相信有一天他全部会得救。
I believe that one day all will be saved.
因为你说当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Because you say that believe in the Lord, you and your household will be saved.
所以我们用这句话来追讨上帝。
So with this one, we want to catch of God.
甚至来压迫上帝。
And we want to press on God.
那么这种解经到底对不对呢
？And this kind of biblical interpretation is correct.
当保罗对的禁猪讲这句话的时候
，When Paul told the jailer this,
他说你当信耶稣
，believe in Jesus,
你和你一家就必得救。
You and your household will be saved.
保罗不是说。不必传也不必受洗也不必对他讲他最后主动自动自然的救他
Paul did not mean that you don't have to preach them automatically they become Christians
没有的
No
因为他讲这句话以后
Because after he said this
这个禁猪就回家去做见证
The jailer went back and bear testimony
然后把全家的人都带到主的面前
And bring all before the Lord
当夜他一家的人都受洗
Even on that night itself the whole family were baptized
都归主了
And also belong to God
这句话是有一个 应许在里面。Yes,
there's a promise in this statement.
啊，对，应许里面也有一个命令在里面。
But also in this statement, there's a commandment.
你当信主耶稣。
Believe in Jesus.
你一家就必得救。
You and household will be saved.
这就是你一家得救的办法，就是全家有信耶稣。
And the only way for your whole household to be saved is that you believe in Jesus.
从一个人开始。
From one it begins.
当福音广传，直到你一家都接受主的时候，你一家都受洗的时候，你一家就是得救的。
Then the gospel will preach until everyone is believed and the whole household will be saved.
这个是我们从圣经看到一个很重要的原则。
So this is an important principle we see from the Bible.
神的应许
the promise of God,
跟神的命令并行。
And also it go parallel with the commandment.
命令里面蕴藏着应许
because in the commandment is embraced with this promise
应许里面蕴藏着命令
and also in the promise embraced also with the commandment
许多的时候我们只有上帝的应许只有上帝的恩典
many times we only want the promise of God His grace also
我们不愿意在应许中间的命令也不愿意在恩典中间的责任
but we do not want also the commandment in the promise and also the responsibility in grace
让我们加强我们在应许中间所领受的去逼迫上帝哦复留他曾经为我们赐下什么命令
then we strengthen what we have in the promise and pressure on God but refuse to see the responsibility in His grace
当你看旧约的圣经的时候
when you read the Old Testament
你看见神呼召亚伯拉罕离开
you see that when God called Abraham to leave
离开你父家
leave your father's home
离开你本族
leave your own race
离开你本地
leave your own place
往我所指示你的地方去
go to the place I instruct you to go
那时候亚伯拉罕跟撒拉出来了
then Abraham and Sarah they came out
他们没有孩子啊
They are without children
有上帝说呢
Then God said
以后你的后代
In the future your offspring
如同天上的星如同海边的沙一样
Will be as many as the star in the heaven Also as the sand in the beach
那么上帝要以色列人也就是亚伯兰的后代从什么地方生出来呢
God want the Israelite and also descendant of Abraham where would they come from
一定要从以撒生出来
He must be coming from Isaac
以撒是谁呢
Who is Isaac
上帝应许的孩子
The promised son of God
那么以撒什么时候生出来呢
Then when was Isaac born
神施行大能以后
After God had done miracles
撒拉才怀孕生孩子
Then Sarah conceived and born a child
将当神的应许跟神的大能还没有施行出来以前
So before the promise and the mighty things of God being expressed
人绝对不可以用血气去代天行事
Absolutely man cannot do on the God's behalf in flesh
主啊我等你很久了没有后代
Lord I waited for a long time but yet there's no offspring
你说我跟我的太太会生孩子
You say that myself and my wife will bear a son
但事实证明我的太太跟我结婚这么久没有生孩子
But the fact proves that we have without children
我相信呢以撒还没有生出来以前
I believe that before Isaac was born
十多年以前
and also tens of years ago
也就是亚伯拉罕已经结婚几十年以后
so after decades after Abraham has been married
一直看不见上帝的师父
they were seeing that God's promise not there
等不到上帝应许的成全
they waited and God's promise not fulfilled
所以可能有一天晚上
so maybe one night
两个老人家在他们商量我们很老了还没有做爸爸妈妈怎么办
the two old man and lady were discussing that we are old or we are children
那么上帝的应许什么时候给呢
then when would God's promise be realized
所以两个人商量了
so they discussed
这个撒拉问他说他是不是说你只可以娶一个太太
and Sarah must ask did God say that you must marry only one wife
他没有明文规定
he did not say very clearly
而且四周的人有两三个太太好像也很平常
you know in the neighborhood there are people with many wives it's so common
那么撒拉说当然最好你爱我我爱你白头偕老是一个对一个是最好的了
and Sarah said the best is that you love me and one to one
但是大概就是你娶了我我害死你
that maybe because you get married to me I do not bear any children for you
我不能生所以你永远做不了爸爸
because I cannot bear children for you you cannot be a father
那么这样呢你做不了爸爸就等于上帝的应许变成落空了
so when you do not become a father now God's promise now failed
所以什么办法呢
what to do now
我们避免
Why not? We have a secret.
我让我的女仆人跟你睡觉一个晚上。
Let my maid get a sleep with you one night.
是我同意的。
I agree.
这样呢，就可以让上帝的旨意成全。
So then God's promise can be fulfilled.
因为上帝他老人家事情太多，大概忘记了。
Because God has so many things to take care of, maybe have forgotten.
所以我们来成全他嘛。
So we help God now.
帮助他一下。
We help God now.
有许多的人等不及神所定的时间。
So many people fail because the God's appointed time has not come.
就以为他可以帮助上帝。
They thought that they can help God.
正将又跪，好像要倒下来的。
Like the ark when it's about to fall,
乌撒就生出来扶持。
乌撒 try to hold it up.
上帝，我要帮助你。
God, I want to help you.
上帝，我热心侍奉。
God, let me serve you fervently.
使你的教会没有倒下。
So that your church will not collapse.
今天上帝的家不能复兴，就是因为许多人用血气来代替神的旨意。
Today the church of God cannot revive because men use their own flesh desire to help God.
用人的力量来代替圣灵的工作。
Using also their strength to substitute the work of the Holy Spirit.
用肉体的情欲来代替圣灵的引导。
Using the lust of flesh desire to substitute the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
上帝当场就是乌撒。死在约柜的面前。
And Uzzah was killed immediately beside Ark.
神说我不需要你帮助。
God said, I do not need your help.
你这个手怎么可以帮助我这个创造天地万物的手？
How can your hand help this God who has created heaven and earth?
我告诉你，没有人可以帮助上帝。
I tell you, no one can help God.
没有人可以可怜上帝。
No one can give pity on God.
好像说我支持你，是我怜悯你，是我来帮助你成全你的工作。
Just like I support you because I compassion on you because I support to finish your work.
神不需要。
God do not need us.
当人用血气、用情谊来代替圣灵的时候
，When man in flesh and in lust want to substitute the work of the Holy Spirit,
无意识中间已经做了上帝的仇敌
，Subconsciously become the enemy of God.
因为圣灵以情谊相争，情谊以圣灵相争，使你不能做出你所要做的。
Because the Holy Spirit is the enemy of the lust the enemy of the Holy Spirit, you cannot accomplish any work for God at all.
这是圣经从头到尾。贯彻始终的一个原则。
This is a consistent principle of the Bible.
所以呢，当亚伯拉罕不等上帝的时间
，So when Abraham refused to wait the time of God,
接受这种肉体的安排来成全上帝的应许同旨意的时候
，So he take this kind of arrangement, want to accomplish and help God accomplish this promise.
他就跟夏家上床。
So he had a relationship with Hagar.
他就使夏家怀孕。
And Hagar was conceived through him.
怀孕的夏家就替亚伯拉罕这个成全了一个有后裔的这一个族谱了。
So then this Hagar who was conceived now helping to pass the descendant for Abraham.
诶，原来等上帝旨意那么难。我们帮一帮这么容易
？So it's so difficult to wait for the will of God. We help him is so easy.
祷告祷告祷告这么久没有果效。
After much prayer, there's no result.
等等等等等几十年做不了吗
？Waited for decades, she cannot become a mother.
跟夏家一个晚上肚子就大起来了。
But one night sleeping and then Hagar conceived.
哦，原来这么容易成全上帝的事。
It's so easy to accomplish the will of God.
就叫做 shortcut.
This is called shortcut.
就是走捷径
shortcut.
走捷径的教会
and the church will tread on the path
好像一下子会有增加起来
it looks as if that at a moment you can revive
好像礼拜堂里面兴旺起来
that the church will revive
但是你真正问这些种子
truly when you add this seed
你真正考察这些品质的时候
and also when you test the quality of the seed
你就发现他不明白神的旨意
you see that they do not understand the will of God
不遵行神的道
they do not do the will of God
在圣经里面告诉我们
in the Bible it says
最大的殿是西律王建的，不是所罗门建的。
The greatest temple is built by King Herod and not by Solomon.
而最荣耀的殿
and the most glorious temple
用了差不多六十多年才建成功。
And also take about more than 60 years.
用不到几年，上帝就让它毁灭掉。
But only used it for a few years, God demolished it.
因为这是外表的装潢，这是人为的建设。不是神所应许的
Because this is only about our desecration The building of man's hand Not God's promise
青年人你要很深刻地记住这些话
Young man you must remember this deeply
在人现象界中间的成功 不能成就神国度的旨意。
The success in a phenomenal world of mankind can never accomplish the heavenly kingdom.
用我们的情欲，用血气的办法所建造出来的这一个的非常大的成就，在神面前没有多大的价值。
This big success was built by our lust and carnal flesh that cannot accomplish the will of God.
神一点都不欣赏。
God did not appreciate even a little bit of it.
虽然照着这个自然力生下来的以色玛利。还是上帝所创造的人。
Even though the Israel was born under this natural law, still is the man created by God.
亚当夏娃是神直接的创造以外
，other than Adam and Eve who was directly created by God,
其他的神借着生育的自然力使人生在世界上。
And all this got through the natural law is called the procreation.
所以呢，这样呢，这个以色玛利长大了。
So Israel grew,
长大到十多岁的时候
，and then he was 10+。
神的时间才来到。
God's time has come now.
那么神对亚伯拉罕跟这个撒拉说什么呢
？And God told Abraham and Sarah,
明天这个时候我要来。
Tomorrow at this time I'll come.
因为撒拉要生一个孩子。
Because Sarah was born a child.
上帝不会像我们一样，好像小孩子筑基起来，随便乱讲话、乱做事情。
God will not be like her as a child. We are so anxious. We do things according to our wishes.
会不会呢？撒拉刚刚怀孕的时候。这个夏家刚刚怀孕的时候
Would it be the Hagar when she just conceived?
上帝马上快快使这个撒拉也怀孕
Then immediately God caused Sarah to be conceived
然后呢使撒拉早产就可以比以斯玛利更先出来了
And then this Hagar have the miscarriage And then this Sarah would now born a child earlier than Hagar
不是 miscarriage 早产不是那是流产就是 early birth, premature birth,
premature birth, actually.
早生下来。
So when you have a premature birth,
那你就不会在以斯玛利的后面。
So then you will not fall behind Ishmael.
上帝说你要乱搞。
God said you want to find a way, okay.
你是记录你自己的背叛。
But you only record your own rebellion.
你记录你自己的血气。
Only record your own flesh.
你记录你自己情欲的失败。
Only by a record that is failure in the flesh.
因为你走在我前头。
Because you walk before me.
什么叫做走在我前头呢
？Wanted to walk before God.
不是我带领你。
Not that I'm guiding you.
是你自己匆匆出出的在前面跑。
But you run in your own wish before me.
是谁定方向的
？Who fixed the direction?
是谁牵着手的
？Who hold our hands?
你自己乱跑。
You go your way.
你定自己的方向吗
？You fix your own direction.
你不需要我牵你的手走吗
？You don't need me to guide you.
好像你比创造天地的上帝更聪明。
As if they are more wise compared to the God who created heaven and earth.
所以以色玛利已经到了十多岁的时候。
So Ishmael, when she was 10+,
上帝一点不慌不忙。
God did not take a hasty pace.
神的时间到的时候。
When God's appointed time comes,
他才说明年这个时候。
He said the next year this time.
你会生孩子
You will bear a child
撒拉要生一个孩子
Sarah will bear a child
撒拉那个时候想我现在89岁
Sarah was thinking I'm 89
明年90岁
Next year I will be 90 I can bear a child
生得成也自己很不好意思
Even if I can bear a child I do not feel it comfortable
所以美国有一个人37岁
In America, there is one who was 37 years old.
才生孩子。
Then she gave it to a child.
所以孩子去上幼稚园的时候，他已经42岁了。
So when the child goes to the kindergarten, she is already 42.
那么别人的妈妈去学校等孩子，都是25岁吧，30岁上。
Others, when they go to wait for the child, they are 25 plus, you know, 30 plus.
只有他40多岁。
She's more than 40.
所以他常常看他妈妈，就说。Mommy, how come you're so old?
那很多时候他看到妈妈说妈妈为什么你这么老
Mommy, you are older than others, mommy.
妈妈为什么你比其他的妈妈更老呢
How come you're so old?
为什么你这么老
Mommy 很想打他又不要不知道怎么打
The mom wanted to beat him, but did not.
因为他比较迟生嘛
Because he was born late.
我就不知道以后我会问哦。
In the future, probably I ask.
是以撒小的时候，有没有问妈咪 ，How come you're so so old?
那么 ，when Isaac was young, whether she asked, "Mama, why are you so old?"
九十岁才生孩子。
At the age of 90, Sarah gave birth.
从生理上是不可能的事情。
Physiologically, it's not possible.
从四周来说，没有这样的例子。
From the environment, there's no such example.
从历史上也没有这样的例子。
From history also, there's no such person.
以后也没有，所以撒拉是前无古人，后无来者。
And it is unprecedented.
是呢，已经九十岁的美。 美女生孩子第一次做父母亲。
And in 90 years, beauty very high at the age of 90.
所以呢，撒拉生了这个以撒以后。
So when Sarah gave birth to Isaac,
神的旨意才成全了。
God's then will is fulfilled.
这是上帝所拣选。
So this is what God has elected.
这样从以撒生的。
So then he who is born after Isaac
才是你的后代。
Then only he is considered your descendant.
你们都知道。
But you all know.
现在亚伯兰的后代。
Abraham's descendant now.
有阿拉伯人。
There's an Arab.
有以色列人。
There also Israelite.
我们的圣经说。
The Bible says.
从撒拉生的。
He who is born from Sarah.
才是你的后代。
Then will be your descendant.
所以那是以色玛利的后代。
So those who are descendants of Ishmael
完全不肯接受我们圣经所讲的这些话。
They refuse to receive the word that is correct in the Bible.
他们说他们领受了另外的一部经。
They say they receive another Bible.
那一部经是旧约圣经启示以后2100年才有的。
And that's Bible that they claim to be Bible was revealed to them about 2100 years after the Bible has been revealed.
也就是呢，从亚伯兰以后，差不多2700年才有的。
About 2700 years after Abraham.
所以我告诉你
，I tell you，
这跟我们的圣经不一样。
This is different from our Bible.
从亚伯兰到耶稣，差不多是2000年。
Because from Abraham to Jesus about 2000 years.
耶稣基督到穆罕默德是600多年。
From Jesus to Muhammad about 600 plus years.
这么长的时间以后。
So after this long period of time.
忽然有一些话跟我们所读的圣经是不一样。
And suddenly it's somewhat different from our Bible.
因为我们的圣经先锁定了一件事情。
Because our Bible has fixed one thing.
从以撒生的。
He who is born after
Isaac 还是你的后代。
Will then be your descendants.
从撒拉生的。
Those who are born after
Isaac 还是应许的后裔。
Will be the promised descendants.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
为这缘故呢，保罗在解释这些圣经的时候。
Because of this, when Paul interpreted this verse.
是不是所有的以色列人都是所有亚伯兰的后代都是以色列人。
Did he say that all the descendants of Abraham are elect?
不。
No.
因为亚伯拉罕生的。
Because those are born after Abraham.
有两种。
Two kinds.
一种是肉体情欲生下来的。
One that come from the flesh and lust.
一种神的应许一同信实生下来
的。One come the faithfulness and promise of God.
一种是自己用人的办法生下来
的。One they use their own method.
一种是靠着圣灵的引导生下来
的。One they come from the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你注意这个观念。
So pay attention to this concept.
耶稣的教导里面怎么讲出来。
In the teaching of Jesus, how did he say it?
耶稣基督对尼哥底母说。
To Nicodemus, he said.
人若不重生就不能进上帝的国。
If a person is not regenerated, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能见上帝的国。
A person who is not born after the water and Holy Spirit cannot see the kingdom of God.
当他讲这句话的时候。
When he said this,
这个老尼哥底母老糊涂。
This old Nicodemus, he did not understand.
他说要再生一次。
Must I be born again?
这么老了，怎么再进到母亲肚子再生出来
？I'm so old. How can I go back to the womb of my mother be born again?
耶稣这个名词在他的宗教里面没有这个事情。
This rebirth to be born again, there is no such term in the religion.
所以耶稣怎么解释呢
？How did Jesus interpret?
从肉身生的。
He who is born according to the flesh
就是肉身。
He is the flesh.
从灵生的
，He is born in spirit，
就是灵
，belong to the spirit。
那么这个从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵
，born from the flesh will flesh， from the spirit will spirit。
这句话的重点是什么呢
？What is the emphasis point？
就是两种生下来
，the two kind of birth，
一种是照着情欲肉身的原理生下来
，one according to the physiological flesh principle，
一种是圣灵的大能把生命生下来
，one coming from the working of the Holy Spirit that you are giving the life。
那么这个就是重生跟不重生不同的地方。
This is different from regeneration and who those who are unregenerated。
如果一个人是照着肉体的条理生下来的
，if a man is born according to the flesh，
也就是借着一男一女性关系的结果是。
And also the result of sexual relationship on the male and the female.
这是情欲的后代。
This is the descendant of the flesh.
这是肉体的后代。
And this is the descendant of the lust.
那么从圣灵生的什么意思呢
？What about those who are born after the Holy Spirit?
就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit
把道放在人心中。
Have put the word in us.
使人因信基督从死里复活的福音。
And so because we believe that Christ died and resurrected from death,
我们领受神的生命在我们里面。
So we receive the life of God in us.
这个人叫做重生的人。
He called a regenerated person.
那如果一个人只有一次生
if a person is born once,
就是从父母生
coming from the parents,
没有受圣灵生的话
and without being born by Holy Spirit,
一次生就两次死
so you born once, you die twice,
因为他身体要死
because you die in the flesh,
以后灵魂还要再死
the soul will die too in the future,
一个人如果两次生
if a person is born twice,
又从肉身生又从圣灵生
in flesh and also in the Holy Spirit,
他具有神的永生在他里面
so God's eternal life is in him,
他只有一次死肉体的死灵魂永远不死
He will die only one the flesh but then the soul will not die
所以神的旨意
So the will of God
神的应许就是永生
So the promise of God is eternal life
也就是拯救我们脱离肉体的朽坏罪恶等情欲的败坏
So we are saved from the corruption of the flesh and the
die 我们可以在他性情里面有份
So we have a share in his nature
感谢上帝
Praise God
这样你把这些真理在推到旧约里面的时候
So then when this truth is brought to the Old Testament
你就看见以撒是代表在神旨意里面领受的生命
So you see Isaac is representative of the promised life in God
以斯玛利
Ishmael
代表用人为的办法用肉体情欲所生出来的
representing the descendant coming from the flesh and lust
将你再看约翰福音第一章十二节的时候
then when you see John chapter 1 verse 12
凡接待他的
he who receive him
就是信他名的人
that's who do those who believe in his name
他就赐给他们权柄
he will give them power
做上帝的儿女
to be called the children of God
真的人不是从情欲生的
This kind of people are not born according to the flesh
也不是从男人的意志生出来
God not coming from the lust
乃是从上帝生的
But coming from God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
以斯玛利生在世界上
Ishmael when he was born to the world
有没有神的应许呢
Well is it coming from the promise of God
没有
No
是不是上帝的引导呢
Is it the guidance of God
没有
No
那么以斯玛利生下来
Then those who are born after Ishmael
是什么呢
Well, who are they
是情欲的结果
The result of the flesh
是没有神的许可
without the promise of God
里面凭着自然力生下来
Now in the will of God you're born after natural laws
所以接下去一节说什么呢
So then what did he say here
从自然力生下来的不是上帝的
Those who are born after natural laws will not be called the children of God
应许生下来才是上帝
Only those who come from the promise will be children of God
现在我们再看、啊、
So now we read again
我们看第六第七节
6 and 7
我们大家来读第六节一二三这不是说上帝的话落了空因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人也不因为是亚伯兰的后裔就做他的儿女唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔第八节一同读这就是说肉身所生的儿女不是上帝的儿女唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔好了 你现在明白了
So now you understand
所以这个原则你明白了
So you understand this principle
在亚伯兰后代中间
The descendant of Abraham
每一个都成为神的儿女吗
Is it everyone called the children of God
是不是是不是不是
No
为什么呢
Why
因为有从以撒生的
Because some are born after Isaac
有从以撒玛利生的
But some come from Ishmael
都是以先生生下来的
So born by E
以撒以斯玛利
Isaac and also Ishmael
这两个都是以先生生下来的
So come after Mr. E
这个以
So this E
是神定的
It is what God has promised
另外一个以
And the other one
是肉体沟合来的
It coming from the flesh
所以这样的生下的后裔就不一样
So then it's different from the descendants
所以呢现在保罗把亚伯拉的后代把它分成两种
So then Paul divided the Abraham descendants in two categories
你说好好好好
He says good
我明白了
And I said
我们不谈哪边了
We don't talk about this
就谈以撒生下来的
We talk about those who are born after Isaac
那么以撒生下来都得救吗
Those who are born after Isaac is it all are saved
没有啊
No
因为以撒里面还有以扫跟什么
Because there's still Esau
跟雅各
and Jacob after Isaac
以扫先生或者雅各先生
who was born for Esau or Jacob
以扫先生下来对不对
以扫
所以雅各想糟糕了我落后了快被抓到他的脚跟一同出来
so Jacob said cannot because he come from I must catch up him to come
这个是天才
so this is genius
在肚子里会追就会抓机会
so even at the womb he can catch up opportunity
唯恐落伍啊
So he's afraid they fall behind.
哇，他看见哥哥冲出去了。
So he see the brother come first.
跟他出来。
He catch shelter of the lake and come.
所以不能说他生多久他才出来，因为一同出来的嘛。
So you cannot say that after he's been born for so many time and then he come. No, he come together.
多数双生呢。
In the twins,
一个出来
one will come first.
妈妈说安息了
and when the mother will rest for a while.
等一下再生第二个出来
after for a while and give it to the second one.
雅各对妈妈说今天没有安息了
and Jacob told the mother there's no Sabbath for you today.
今天是连珠炮
because it come twice.
今天是没有休息的
and there's no rest for you.
所以你再等一下
wait for a little while.